Tampa's Seminole Heights neighborhood. It is one of the perks of living in the nation's capital, the annual lighting of the National Christmas Tree. It's tonight at 5 p.m., but it also means traffic snarls anywhere near the White House, with over 200,000 visitors expected.
Drivers working in downtown D.C. should be prepared for delays if you're driving on Thursday afternoon. There are numerous road closures around the White House, up from Constitution Avenue to H Street.
Jenny Anselmo Sarles with the National Park Service says if you cannot see the tree tonight, you can visit any time during December with new extended hours until midnight. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 23,941, the NASDAQ at 68,24. In sports, Wizards fall in Philly 118-113. Tonight, Redskins will be in Dallas. You can listen live right here at WMAL starting at 7:30 this evening. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather is Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
What's going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on.
Mark Levin, 6 to 9 p.m.
I really think it's my public duty as a public service to give you a little bit more information.
105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
It's time to deck the halls in here so you can help them get out there. For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save $100 on all new in-stock Sig Sauer pistols. Take $20 off Cabela's slippers and get Cabela's fleece jackets for the family just $19.99. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 Express Lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. With Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex, get yours today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. Right as you come down to the lane divide, we have the six lanes. You get the left or the right. That's where we have the report of a crash. And in fact, I'm watching traffic management control zoom in the cameras right in that area. It looks to be right in the center of the roadway. So 270 south at the split for the Beltway. Do watch for a fire and rescue, and that's coming to the scene now. Please be careful. On the top side of the Beltway, 95 to George Avenue, the volume with us and in the backups between New Hampshire and University had a fender bender as well. On the trip on 95 northbound, this is going to be Maryland with an unusual backup, so definitely want to give you a heads up if you normally take this ride without delay. It slows from 175 past Route 100 due to the crash on northbound 95 Maryland. Virginia 95, Dale City to Woodbridge, the Lorton, a little bit of the stop and go the entire way. And then Springfield across the Beltway toward Annandale slows earlier. Crash near Braddock Road had been cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast around this morning. Today, 60 with developing sunshine. Maybe a shower early tonight as clouds come back, 43. Tomorrow, sunshine and cooler as we enter December, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 44 degrees at Reagan National and cloudy. Traffic and weather sponsored by VDOT. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Friday Eve, that means it's Thursday morning, and joining us in about half an hour will be Joe Concha from The Hill. We're going to discuss the Lauer firing. We're also going to discuss the New York Times, and does it matter if they advocate for something, for a bill on their opinion page? Is that different than it being on the in the news sections? At 8:15, Jim Garrity will be with us from the National Review. At 8:35, it is Bill O'Reilly. He had an interview with Matt Lauer about 2 months ago, and Matt Lauer was really really tough on him regarding his sexual harassment allegations. So we're going to be interesting to hear how Bill feels about that now at 8:45. Larry Michael with a preview of the upcoming game against the Cowboys. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. Yesterday, you'll recall, here on Mornings on the Mall, we spoke with Juanita Broderick, Bill Clinton's rape accuser from the late 1970s, 1978. She says that Bill, the former president, raped her when he was the Arkansas Attorney General. She's been sharing those riveting details for decades now, and has been at times struggling to have her message heard. And despite the fact that she's been so public about her allegations for so long, and in the midst of all of these current allegations against various sitting lawmakers, members of the media, and members of the entertainment industry, she and her fellow Clinton accusers appeared yesterday at the National Press Club to once again resurface those allegations. They recounted them against Clinton during this press conference, and the accusers who were present included Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, and Leslie Milwee. And they talked at length about all of the things that Clinton had done to them, in their words, and also what they'd like to see done to Clinton right now. One of the things the group of women suggested, though, was that Bill Clinton have his pension taken away. I should note that former presidents of the United States are paid at the same level as current cabinet members each year, which means they make upwards of $200,000 or more on a yearly basis just for having been president of the United States. They also get funding for post-presidential offices and full-time Secret Service detail for the remainder of their lives. So those are all sort of the perks of being an ex-president. So there are things that can be gone after. Here is Juanita Broderick yesterday talking to us about the fact that she'd like to see Clinton's pension taken away. If you're selling, in this case, Bill Clinton, he's got a post-presidency. He's still paid, for instance, a presidential pension from the U.S. taxpayers. Are there things that you'd like to see still done in his life that would affect him?
Oh, yes. I think everything that he's given as being a past president, with the exception of his Secret Service things, I think as a past president, he does deserve that. But I think all financial things that are given to him should be removed.
All right, so that's her take on Bill Clinton. So the reason I find that interesting is because we're seeing all of these men brought swift justice. In her case, anything but. No, this is the complete opposite of swift justice. Where are you on this? Do you believe that Juanita Broderick and her allegations against Bill Clinton should, one, be believed, two, be scrutinized yet again in order to establish whether or not they're completely credible, and three, do you think Bill Clinton should face some sort of consequence on the basis of the fact that he has a named accuser who offers a seemingly credible, detailed allegation against him in light of the fact that all of these men are suffering for varying degrees of accusations across all of these different industries? Should Bill Clinton be free of the consequences, or would you like to see, as Juanita Broderick and his other accusers are saying, see his pension taken away or something consequential happen to him? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I don't understand why Bill Clinton gets a pension. Because aren't they about the rich not getting richer, and aren't they about things being fair? And don't they feel that, well, if you're one percenter, doesn't the left feel that you don't need that money? So you should be, you know, be more than happy to pay your fair share. Why doesn't he give it up? He's got more than enough money. I mean, I understand that when the Clintons left the White House, they were dead broke and he needed the pension.
Right.
But he doesn't need the pension now because he's getting $500,000 from the Russians for giving a speech. So they have more than enough money than they could ever possibly need, right? Isn't that what they tell us all the time? That you don't
That's
need
true.
That money.
And
why does he get that money?
And with the exception of Jimmy Carter, who's continued to just kind of not do anything but take a pension, they've all become enriched, really, by their post-presidency. Jimmy Carter's kind of the only one who's laid low in terms of turning it into a commodity. But the rest of them, they're all multimillionaires.
I'm willing to bet that President Trump doesn't take a pension when he leaves. Just my hunch, but I'm willing to bet
that President
Trump
is not taking a salary now.
Right. I bet you he does not take the pension. I don't think he deserves a period. Be a true socialist, Mr. President. Prove you don't need the money. Don't take that pension.
By the way,
Mr. President.
I can say I've looked at this for a while. Me and my former colleague, Alex Pappas, we put in requests to the government to find out how much presidents were being paid and how they were using the money. We found out that Bill Clinton, for his office in New York, where he maintains a post-presidential staff, bought an expensive suite of cable packages for the entire offices, which includes Cinemax. So, at its core, you and I are paying for Bill Clinton's Cinemax.
Wait, so we pay for his cable?
Yes.
Why do we pay for his cable?
Yep.
What the hell kind of upside-down world is it?
In 2011.
All right, President Trump, you want to start cutting waste, we need to examine this.
In 2011, we were paying about $193 a month. For his cable bill, for DirecTV. I'm sure it's gone up since then.
I expect a tweet from President Trump questioning all of this. I think Anita Broderick is dead on, and I'm glad she brought it up.
Let's go to Leo in Round Hill this morning, kicking us off this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Leo.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You know, it's really sad that this poor woman's had to suffer through all this, through all the years. Why don't they just pay her out of this congressional slush fund that's kind of bubbled up also. I mean...
Right. Everyone else is getting taxpayer-funded settlements. What about Juanita?
Yes, exactly. I think her and even Monica Lewinsky, because she pretty much never had a career after her little heyday either. But yeah, and then I just was listening to your cable thing. We need to do a GAO audit of these guys and figure out what they need, what they don't need. The Clintons don't need the money. I mean, it's pretty obvious. They're thieves, crooks, and, you know, liars, and they don't need the money. So take his money. In fact, I would charge him for previous years and say, now you owe the U.S. government X amount of money.
Right.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Leo. And when we talk about waste, fraud, and abuse, at the very least, it probably falls in the first category when you have men who can enrich themselves so easily in their post-presidency and trade on their power and their status as a former president. It may be time to reconsider why we even give so much money to the former presidents. But in Bill Clinton's case specifically, his accusers calling on him to have his pension stripped. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I hope someone in the White House is listening to this. It's 7:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy and heading in through town. DC 295, longstanding crash southbound as you come down toward Benning Road. The problem is five cars involved in the crash. They needed several tow trucks there. Ooh, big delays as you come off the Beltway on the BW Parkway, so do watch for that. And also, as you make your trip off of 50. So I'm a little distracted because I'm just getting word that we have an incident. Colesville Road, Maryland, as you come. Looks like it's going to be northbound direction, the ramp to the Beltway. Looks like police have that stopped right now due to the crash. You cannot exit. Access that ramp. Let's go elsewhere. Beltway, Outer Loop from College Park to Silver Spring. Seeing those delays, still pretty heavy. Within the backups, the crash had been between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. 270 South out of Gaithersburg and down to the Beltway stop and going right at the lane divide. Crews are responding to a crash near Montrose Road. Virginia Beltway, Inner Loop, Braddock Road. That crash is history, but still slow. Springfield now through Annandale. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we'll have a cloudy start to the day. It'll become mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high near 60. Tonight, cloudy skies followed by partial clearing with a slight chance of a rain shower and a low of 43. Tomorrow, sunny, a little cooler with a high of 56. Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by the good people at Dunkin' Donuts.
Ready, set, holiday with Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Coffees. Get your holiday spirits soaring like Rudolph with a peppermint mocha latte or a brown sugar cinnamon ice macchiato. Try one today and set your mood to merry. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, we talked to Juanita Broderick yesterday right here on this program, and that's where she got her day kicked off, saying that she'd like to see Bill Clinton's pension taken away. Other accusers of Bill Clinton saying the same thing yesterday in a at the National Press Club, in a press conference there. Ben in Atlanta has got an interesting point here worth investigating. Ben, good morning.
Hey, guys. So as much as I despise the Clintons, as much as I can't stand them, and as much as I believe Juanita Broderick and all the other women that Hillary called a bimbo explosion, because she's for the women, unfortunately, he hasn't been convicted in a court of law of raping Juanita Broderick, so we can't legally take anything away.
Right. I guess, you know, and that's a great point, Ben. And, you know, at its core, sort of the template for what we're looking at here is all of these other men sort of meeting swift justice in their workplaces. Is there some sort of recourse here to go after Bill Clinton? And you're pointing out, look, he hasn't been convicted on that particular charge, although, of course, he was impeached by the House of Representatives.
That's correct. And it kind of goes along with what I've been saying about Roy Moore. He has allegations, no conviction, no substantial proof. So I have to hold the same standard even to someone I don't like Bill Clinton.
All right. Thank you, Ben. Good points this morning.
But notice how many people in the private sector haven't been convicted but have lost everything.
Right.
So I have this problem with keeping, you know, politicians, the ruling class in this country has a totally different set of laws and rules applied to them. I'm done with it.
Let's go to Sharon in Warrington this morning. Sharon, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think that those allegations should be reconsidered. These women were vilified. I remember the horrible things that James Carville said about them.
Yep.
And Hillary Clinton, and I think that in light of the current culture, that their accusations should at least be investigated, and if it turns out that they are substantiated and that they are accurate, then yeah, Mr. Clinton should be stripped of whatever perks are legally strippable.
Yeah. I mean, think about can you imagine if a Clinton ally or if an ally to any Democrat or to John Conyers, for instance, started calling the accusers against him bimbo eruptions?
Well, I remember Mr. Carville's comment, and I think it was about Paula Jones, when he said, well, you wave a $5 or $20 bill through a trailer park.
Right, you drag it through a trailer park. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Well, and this was Betsy Wright, who I'm referring to, used the phrase bimbo eruptions. He was a Clinton ally. And that was just sort of, you know, the Clinton world, this is how they kind of fought back against this. They went after the credibility of these women. Let's go to Fred in Woodbridge this morning. Good morning, Fred. What do you think?
I think it's disgusting, and we ought to take him to trial and see if he does get convicted, because the man's gotten away for years, and it shouldn't just be his pension. He ought to be in jail.
All right, thank you, Fred. I wonder about the statute of limitations with something like this. This is a rape allegation from 1978, but... You know, still, Juanita's been looking for justice for all these many decades.
1978, Roy Moore is being accused of something from 40 years
right.
ago, right? Okay, so here you go. Same thing, yet he is being vilified,
yeah, I mean,
and Bill Clinton gets cable courtesy of the taxpayers.
I mean, can you imagine if the press actually got its teeth sunk into this? And they started, like, hammering about the pension that Bill Clinton was receiving. I imagine Congress might move pretty swiftly, actually, on something like that, too.
As swiftly as they're moving on Conyers and Franken?
They just feel under pressure because they take their cues from the press. Whatever they're told to think about, they do. Let's go to Todd in Rockville this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I just want to make a point. You opened up a can of worms and you said, let's look at the cable bills we pay for past presidents.
That's right.
Let's not only look at that, let's look at all the stuff we're paying currently to congressmen and senators that we shouldn't be paying, including things like shuttle buses to go from building to building where people can't pay Uber and put the money back in the economy, but you and I have to pay for shuttle buses. Ridiculous.
That's right. Or Metro.
Or walk.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, you talk about the things that we pay for. You know that in 2011, those same numbers that myself and Alex Pappas pulled, we found out that we're using taxpayer funds to pay for digital subscriptions and paper subscriptions to the New York Times for both Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter. Boy, is that a feedback loop. They pay for subscriptions using taxpayer money to the New York Times. The New York Times takes that money. They use it to be political activists to make sure we don't cut taxes so that the money just keeps coming through.
I seriously, you know, President Trump says he's going to tackle waste in the government. Here you go. We've got one where you can start.
More from you in a moment. 722.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
My dentist, my amazing dentist, retired, had to find a new dentist, went to meet Dr. Devin, Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. You know that. Well, listen to this. They were so phenomenal. I am not a fan of dentistry. I seriously could have let this go for like a year in good conscience and just kept putting it off. But they made me feel so comfortable that I didn't feel nervous. They told me all of my fears were perfectly normal. I didn't feel judged by it. They're compassionate. They get it. And they want to work with you, which is really cool because there's no rush. They go at your speed. If you don't want them to do something, they won't do it. They put you in total control because they want you to be comfortable so that you can get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy, and you don't put off a dental visit until you're in pain. You will get follow-up calls after procedures. You'll get emails. They even give you their cell phone numbers that you can call at any time. If you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or if, like me, you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, with the end of summer comes a new school year, colder weather, and before you know it, the dreaded open enrollment season. And with the state of healthcare reform today, with all of its uncertainties, how are you expected to make informed decisions for you and for your family? Take back control of your healthcare, like I did, by calling Dr. Jones with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Since becoming a patient of Principal Medical Group, there's no confusion about who, where, and when to call when I need a doctor, because Dr. Jones and his team put my time and my care first. From convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care that we should all expect, I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
Tax reform would make America's businesses more competitive. Mike Birchie is president of Camcraft and employs 300 workers in Illinois.
We believe that tax reform can help the economy grow faster. If the economy grows faster, companies like ours invest more. We hire more. Wages go up.
Call 1-877-959-2775 and tell Congress to deliver real tax reform.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
725 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Finally some relief heading in through town. D.C. giving it all clear. Had five cars involved in this lengthy cleanup here. 295 southbound as you come toward Burroughs Avenue before you get to Benning Road. All lanes now open. But now it's about clearing out the delays. It is intense. Heading out of Riverdale. In fact, almost back at the Beltway for BW Parkway. So think about your trip here, because it still is going to take you some time. 50 through Chevrolet, but again, south on 295, the crash near Burroughs gone. 12th Street and Constitution Avenue in Northwest. Accident. Watch for police direction around there. See an extra volume. Oh, and that reminds me, too, this evening, the annual lighting of the National Christmas Tree on the Ellipse. So around noon today, that's when road closures will begin. So it'll affect Constitution, Pennsylvania, New York Avenues, along with 14th, 15th, and 17th Street. Plan ahead, because this causes a major mess for the afternoon rush hour. On the Virginia Beltway, in Springfield to Annandale, slow crash along the way. Braddock Road is gone. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We do have some overcast around this morning with sunshine to break out, especially into the afternoon. So I'm going to go with developing sunshine. 60 degrees down from yesterday, 70, but still above average. We'll clear tonight after a shower chance early, 43. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're sitting at 43 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
All right, I wanted to get back to the presidential pension thing and Juanita Broderick, but we have to interrupt that now with some breaking news, which is that Matt Lauer has issued an apology, which has been read on the air on the Today Show, and we present that to you now.
Moments ago received a statement from Matt, and let me read it to you. There are no words to express my sorrow and regret for the pain I have caused others by words and actions. To the people I have hurt, I am truly sorry. As I am writing this, I realize the depth of the damage and disappointment I have left behind at home and at NBC. Some of what is being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized, but there is enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed. I regret that my shame is now shared by the people I cherish dearly. Repairing the damage will take a lot of time and soul searching, and I'm committed to beginning that effort. It is now my full-time job. The last 2 days have forced me to take a very hard look at my own troubling flaws. It's been humbling. I am blessed to be surrounded by people I love. I thank them for their patience and grace.
All right, Matt Lauer's apology. And I guess we've expected this. I mean, you issue a statement of some kind, and here it is being read on the air on NBC.
Yeah, he's got some PR firm working on how to handle this, I would assume. And there are certain things, certain boxes you have to check off in the apology. You know, I'm good at soul searching, I'm good at reflective, and, you know, the whole bit.
As tough as the allegations are against him, I mean, is this the kind of thing that somebody comes back from? Do you see Matt Lauer in a position of prominence again in media?
I do not. And you know, the guy was making $25 million a year. And I ask this question so many times when it comes to these people who are making so much money. Go to an island. Retire.
Right.
Enjoy life.
Why not hang it up?
Right. Why not? But I think there's a certain amount of ego involved in it that they have to come back.
Well, yeah. Because they're probably thinking in the back of their head, what about my New York Times obituary? What is it going to say? What is it going to lead with?
You really think that's what they talk? Do people really care about that? My feeling is I'm dead, so who cares?
It's about their legacy. People do care about the legacy.
I think that's more of a dude thing. I think that's more of a guy thing. I really do.
Maybe a debate for another day.
Yeah, I think that's more of a guy
729 now on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. I've been doing this for 20 years, but success doesn't happen in a vacuum. Thank you for helping me move this thing along. You helped me get this thing going in the early days by telling 20 of your closest friends about Tito's. They told 20 more, and it kept growing from there. We wouldn't be where we are today without your support. Thank you very much. Go to titosvodka.com and pick up some Tito's gear. All proceeds benefit our charity partners. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. titosvodka.com.
Coming up, Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, will be joining us. We're going to talk about this Lauer incident and the fallout and whether he'll come back. It is now 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. New this hour, fired Today Show host Matt Lauer releasing a statement read by his former co-worker, Savannah Guthrie.
There are no words to express my sorrow and regret for the pain I have caused others by words and actions.
Lauer accused of sexual assault and harassment, including detailed complaint from a female colleague during the 2014 Sochi Olympics.
Some of what is being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized, but there is enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed.
An article in Variety magazine accused Lauer of preying on many of the female producers who worked for him. Bill O'Reilly joins the morning show next hour to discuss the downfall of Matt Lauer. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 23,941, the NASDAQ at 68,24. Sports sponsored by Liberty Mutual. Wizards come up short against the 76ers. Redskins going to take on the Dallas Cowboys tonight. WMAL brings you the game starting at 7:30 p.m. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Join us at the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show this weekend. You'll see more diamonds and jewelry than ever. Best of all, we're giving once-a-year reductions and huge savings. When? this weekend only. Where? Mervis Diamond Importers in Tysons. With gorgeous Mervis styles, we offer diamonds, rings, bracelets, and ear studs at affordable prices. Save up to 40%. Don't miss the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show. Mervis Diamond Importers, this weekend only. Financing is available. Full details and registration at mervisdiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
It's 7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On 270, Germantown down to the Beltway with heavy delays. Now, we did have a crash right near the split near Montrose Road, but it looks like that was cleared out of the travel lanes. Beltway, we also had an accident that was in the backups between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, so it puts extra pressure on that ride as you merge off of 95, but it does continue through the normal stretch past right past the exit for Georgia Avenue. On Colesville Road, we were hung up momentarily trying to get onto the Beltway. That ramp had been closed from southbound Colesville Road to the outer loop. It's been reopened, so sigh of relief through there. Let's get you Virginia. 395 normal volume through Landmark, again, Pentagon to the 14th Street Bridge. Nothing out of the normal here, a pretty normal commute, Dale City toward the Occoquan, again in Lorton. In Northwest D.C., looks like we have the all clear now at 12th Street and Constitution Avenue. Still see a little activity, though, from the earlier crash, actually, so still watch through that stretch of 12th and Constitution. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A bit of cloud showing up on this Thursday morning, the last day of the month. Tomorrow, meteorological winter. Clouds early and then sunshine for this afternoon near 60, just slightly cooler tomorrow. Sunshine 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 42 degrees and clear in Springfield, 36 in Germantown. It's 43 with some clouds and sun at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Joining us At 8:15 on the show from National Review is Jim Garrity with political news of the day. At 8:35, we are so excited to be joined by Bill O'Reilly. We're going to discuss his reaction to Matt Lauer getting fired in light of an interview that Matt Lauer did with Bill O'Reilly after Bill was fired. It's going to be very interesting to get his take on this. And at 8:45, Larry Michael will have a preview of the Cowboys game for us. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Collins.
Oh, good morning. I'm so glad to be joined now by Joe Concha, the media reporter for The Hill. Joe, good morning.
You guys got O'Reilly, huh?
Oh, yeah. So stay tuned for that. You'll have some media reporting to do at 8:35 this morning. I'd like to talk to you about this, all these sex scandals broadly. We just heard the Matt Lauer apology. He's, you know, kind of given the sort of the canned response. He has to take time to work on himself. What have you made of the way that this has transpired over the last 24 hours? And in this industry in which we've heard for so long about guys like Matt, why is it all of a sudden just now that this is happening?
Oh, not just this industry, Vince. I mean, we got entertainment, obviously, with the Weinsteins and the Spaceys and the Louis C.K.'s. You got in media, obviously, you started with O'Reilly and Ailes, but then it stopped, right? And I figured it would cascade maybe from that point, but that became a narrative about Fox has a problem. It's a culture problem at Fox. Look how horrible things are over there. And as Melissa Francis pointed out a couple months later, she says, you know what? I worked at other networks. Their day is coming. I know the managers there. I know the on-air people there. I know that they know that there are sexual predators at those networks as well, those publications, and their time's coming. And sure enough, she couldn't have been any more right.
Didn't you have the same reaction? I mean, as soon as the Fox stuff started breaking, that was one of the first things I thought is like, whoa, these networks should be careful. TV people, I don't know, there's a lot going on throughout the entire industry.
Well, they all have something in common, whether we're talking about media, entertainment, politics. And that is, look, my dad is an accountant, right? He's 74, he still works full-time. And he passed the Series 7, and then he got hired. Or my wife is a doctor, and she passed the boards, and she got hired. In other words, it's a pretty automatic thing. Not automatic, but there's a very good chance that when you pass certain boards or tests, you're going to get hired somewhere. If you work in media or Hollywood, politics, it's all subjective towards somebody above you, way above you, liking you and taking you on, being your champion and promoting you. Pure talent and hard work pays off, sure, in some instances, but probably like 5%. The other times, it's a political game, and in all these industries, unfortunately, you have powerful men running them, and they're preying on the powerless, young women trying to get ahead, ultra-competitive in media. We all know that and working in it, and obviously these women were exploited. So we see that this is a problem across the board and not just at one network, and we're going to hear something, guys. I guarantee you, because The Hill ran a poll from Quinnipiac last week. 69% of all women voters in that poll say they were sexually harassed in the workplace. That's tens of millions of people. So expect to hear a name called out every day for the next several months. We just had three yesterday alone, right? You had Lauer, you had NPR his name is escaping me. I'm sorry. I never listened to the Prairie
Garrison
Show.
Garrison Keillor.
Thank you. And we had a producer from CNN, a senior producer at CNN that works for Jake Tapper Show. They got rid of pretty quickly once they heard what was going on there. So that's just three in one day. I guarantee you probably by the end of the day, you're going to hear about somebody else in one of those three industries that I just talked about being called out for sexual harassment.
You know, but there are people now who are starting to push back and saying, wait a minute, maybe this is going too far. One of the women who accused the gentleman from NPR, said, well, he gave me unsolicited gifts and unwanted attention, and it made me feel uncomfortable. Okay, so is that sexual harassment? People hear that, and I think they're starting to question the line. And Geraldo yesterday, I don't know if you saw his tweets, he tweeted out and said, sad about Matt Lauer, great guy, highly skilled and empathetic with guests, and a real gentleman
flirty
to my
business.
Family and me. News is a flirty business, and it seems like current epidemic of sex harassment allegations may be criminalizing courtship and conflating it with predation.
Yeah, and then Geraldo, you know, the Twitter mob came and he was shamed into making an apology. That's the problem. Like, I was on Sean Hannity's radio show yesterday, and I said I'm worried in 2018 and 2020 that there are some very dark places in political strategy rooms that are going to use this, a very rightful cause that's going on right now, a sexual rights revolution, and exploit it to try to take out opponents by throwing enough money and enough strategy into creating having false accusations, right? And I said, this may be weaponized, right, because we see how effective it is now in real accusations in real time. And, of course, Media Matters, which is a whole special sort of smear campaign, said that I was saying that I'm worried that all these allegations are being made now to be used weaponized.
Well,
I mean, they're so
disgusting
dishonest.
Hacks. Yeah,
you know.
So,
but that's something I worry about. I agree with you that this could be something in the future that, for all the wrong reasons, is going to be exploited to try to take out a point.
I want to shift gears to a very important media story that popped up yesterday. The New York Times opinion account began tweeting pure political activism yesterday on behalf of the editorial board of the New York Times, calling on readers to call their lawmakers to destroy the Republican tax bill. And the New York Times saying, look, this is a wall of separation. This is the opinion side of the House rather than the news side of the House. What did you make of that?
Oh, I tweeted out about that. I mean, it's not like they said, vote against this tax bill because it's bad, and they wrote an editorial about it. Fine. we see that every day. They're actually putting up phone numbers of Senate offices of Republicans that they see being on the fence and saying, you have to stop this tax bill because it's bad. I've never seen that from an editorial page before of prominence like the New York Times to take over a Twitter account and become activists. And that's what they became, political activists. So, the New York Times, please, just like some other on-air publications or shows, stop pretending that you're objective. You clearly just crossed the line there and just say, look, we are the anti-Trump paper. Come to us if you want anti-Trump news, right, anti-Republican news. And I will be so respectful of that, because at least you're being honest, finally.
And if you have a New York Times subscription, get a load of what you're subsidizing.
Load is probably the operative word there, yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you, as always, Joe. Look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. 743 on WMAL.
This is my first time calling in. Thank you for taking my call.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I love these people.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, I told you that I my husband and I got a new mattress. We went to Mattress Warehouse. We did the bed match system, which I highly recommend. It will literally take 3 minutes out of your life, and it gives you perfect matches based on all of your particular statistics, like the way you sleep and your weight distribution, all that stuff. Here's the thing. Getting a good night's sleep is cheaper than having to go to the doctor because you're miserable, right? So did you know that for $22 a month, you can get a brand new mattress at Mattress Warehouse? That's right, because they have a sale going on right now. Isn't your health worth less than a dollar a night to get a good night's sleep? Because it should be. So visit sleephappens.com, check out the bed match system, find a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
Larry O'Connor here, and why don't you do what I did this holiday season and give yourself the gift of sight from Witten Laser Eye. What better time with big savings for many patients, as you may be able to save up to 30% by using the tax-free dollars in your health savings accounts. Dr. Mark Witten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at wittenlasereye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's wittenlasereye.com. At Witten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning. We're rocking and rolling on 66. Okay, fingers crossed. Then about the volume, Manassas through Centerville, Fair Oaks, Ford, and Nutley Streets have been pretty mellow out of Manassas Park. Lots of volume. We see this every morning on 28 as you head toward Compton's Corner and then up to 66. But again, lanes open there too. All right, in the area coming off of the Greenway and onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston, watch for stop and go through that stretch south of Point of Rocks on 15 through the Luckett's area. Very slow. So watch. We may have an incident in that area. Crews said they hadn't had a report, but they're going to go out and check why southbound 15 through Luckett's is extremely slow this morning. On Maryland's 29, the ramp to get you to the Beltway, Colesville Road, has been reopened. That had been shut down momentarily with an incident. And heading through town, DC 295, the crash, it was multiple cars involved as you head toward Burroughs Avenue, has been cleared, but still big delays coming through Riverdown Chevrolet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast around this morning. Today, 60 with developing sunshine. Maybe a shower early tonight as clouds come back, 43. Tomorrow, sunshine and cooler as we enter December, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 747. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Make Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road your one-stop decor destination for holiday interior decorating services, fresh flowering houseplants, or beautiful floral arrangements. Potomac Petals and Plants will put your home into the holiday spirit. Visit Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
All right, the National Christmas Tree Lighting is today, which is a great event for a lot of people. They like, you know, get your family out there, check out the National Christmas Tree Lighting. But it is also kind of a burden, especially if you work in downtown D.C., as I do. So during the day, I'll be right next to this. I'm right near the White House, the Daily Caller is. And there's all these road closures that are going to basically start around noon today, all over the place. The following streets are closed from noon to 8 p.m. today. 17th Street Northwest between Pennsylvania and Constitution Northwest. C Street Northwest between 17th and 18th Streets Northwest. D Street Northwest between 17th and 18th Streets Northwest. And E Street Northwest between 17th and 18th Streets Northwest, as well as F Street, G Street, and then New York Avenue, all between 17th and 18th. What is that? That's all around the White House. That's the area around the White House in the Ellipse where they're going to be doing this Christmas tree lighting. Also, more closures happen at 2 p.m., so if you want to hang tight for even more road closures and stay in the city. Constitution Avenue between 18th and 14th Streets, and then a whole bunch of closures between 14th and 15th are going to happen as well. So you have that to look forward to. Big crowds expected today as Donald Trump and Melania Trump, the president and first lady, have their first Christmas tree lighting as president and first lady of the United States. There's a bunch of things you're not allowed to bring, by the way, if you're going to attend today, if you're going to embrace the madness and go and check it out. Tablets, iPads, video recorders, tripods, monopods, selfie sticks, bags. That includes diaper bags, purses, backpacks, suitcases.
No drones.
No drones, as usual, around the White House. Umbrellas with metal tips, animals other than service animals. No bikes, no folding chairs, no tents, no structures, no balloons, no coolers, no glass, no thermal, no fun.
Well, who brings all that stuff to this anyway? I don't know. Can I just say, listen, I think it's great to go watch this. It's one of those things that it's a bucket list item. You go do it. But this idea of, like, no strollers, who would bring an infant to this? It's insane. It's sheer
Christmas
insanity.
Tree
but it's
lighting,
insanity,
Mary.
And your infant's never going to remember it. Your little three-year-old's never going
to
remember this.
Yes, but then you'll get to take a picture of them in front of the tree.
And that's what it's... Well, I don't know. Are you allowed to bring your camera?
Your phone.
Okay, your phone, but no selfie stick.
Phones are allowed. Selfie sticks, never. Actually, selfie sticks are now permanently banned. I'm just saying that.
In pretty much every venue.
No, I mean just forever. I've just banned them. I've issued a blanket ban. No more selfie sticks.
I'm bringing one in tomorrow. 7:50 on WMAL.
Stepping into the unknown. It can be difficult to find the way, but with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population. Those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen,
we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter finds candidates with the right experience and notifies them to apply for your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Okay, first, we were giving you a great discount on fences, decks, and pavers. And to be honest, those were some pretty sweet deals. But why stop there? Our prices have gone from low
to lower to lowest.
Long Fence is now offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate.
Everything we do makes a difference.
7:53, that means it's time to find out how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hi, Mary. Good morning. Well, the final trading day of November is here, and we're on pace to have the eighth straight month of gains in the markets. Futures are higher on the as the Dow is coming off another record high yesterday, although tech stocks sold off on the NASDAQ. Michaels, the craft chain, is out with mixed quarterly results this morning. Results that met forecast are out from Express and Perry Ellis. Sears shares are up $1.30 in pre-market trading now. That's a lot for a $4 stock, 30% in fact. Sears lost less in the quarter, but the owner of Sears and Kmart is trying to line up brand partnerships while also closing stores. 5% of all donations you made to charity on Facebook were being kept by Facebook. It says it will stop that and give all the money to the charity. Amazon is eyeing Alexa for the office. You may someday speak to the voice assistant to book a conference room. Here comes Alexa for Business. And Cinnabon is out with its limited edition dessert mashup. Mini cinnamon rolls inside of a chocolate chip cookie. I'm Landon Dowdy, CBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
7:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Starting with water main breaks, yep, plural, will begin in Alexandria. Closed still with the repairs now to the road. South Gordon Street shut down between Duke Street and Wheeler Avenue. Now, Duke Street is open, so that's not affected just as you come up to that closure point. And let's go into Chevy Chase, Connecticut Avenue, inside the Beltway. Right as you come up past Jones Bridge Road, have a report of water along the roadway there, so they might need to be blocking some lanes. They had problems with that earlier last week. So Connecticut Avenue near Jones Bridge Road for the water main break potential. On the top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, the crash after New Hampshire Avenue, that's been cleared out of the way. White Oak commuters coming south on 29 past that exit for New Hampshire Avenue. Before you get to the Trader Joe's, had an instant accident reported there. Heading through town, DC 295. Guess what? We have another incident. This is going to be right as you merge off of 50 in the B-dub, right as you come up to Eastern Avenue. Watch for police at the scene. Still with the delays out of Riverdale and Chevrolet. Quite heavy. Update sponsored by AAA. All of AAA's roadside assistance technicians are thoroughly screened and expertly trained. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A bit of cloud showing up on this Thursday morning, the last day of the month. Tomorrow, meteorological winter. Clouds early and then sunshine for this afternoon near 60. Just slightly cooler tomorrow. Sunshine 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with Easy Pass.
I carpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
At the Big Screen Store, the savings continue with the 7 days of Cyber Week, with the lowest prices of the year extended through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. It's the 7 days of Cyber Week. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Vince, tell them what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, stay tuned. 8:35 this morning, we'll be joined by former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly, reacting for the first time to Matt Lauer's firing by NBC News.
And also Jim Garrity from National Review will be joining us, and we'll get an update on all the political news of the day from him. It is now 8 o'clock, almost like 7. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. A statement from Matt Lauer released a short time ago, even as new allegations surface.
A former NBC employee telling the New York Times that in 2001, Lauer summoned her to his office, locked the door, and sexually assaulted her. She says she never reported the incident because she felt ashamed and feared losing her job.
correspondent Brian Stetler. On NBC's Today Show a short time ago, Lauer's former co-worker Savannah Guthrie read part of Lauer's statement.
I realize the depth of the damage and disappointment I have left behind at home and at NBC. Some of what is being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized, but there is enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed.
Lauer, the latest in a string of media stars to be fired amid allegations of sexual harassment and assault. Meanwhile, two more women are alleging they had graphic online conversation with Congressman Joe Barton of Texas. Barton insists he will run for re-election next year. And on Capitol Hill, one Democrat walked out of a Democratic caucus meeting calling on Congressman John Conyers to resign amid sexual harassment allegations. Virginia taxpayer is about to find out where Governor Terry McAuliffe wants your money to be spent in his last budget.
Among other items that'll likely see some debate, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's putting in more money for Metro.
We're doing what we said we would do. It is time for the other jurisdictions to put up. Time to get in the game.
The funds are contingent on Maryland and the district putting in more money as well and agreeing to a plan to make the Metro Board of Directors smaller. He's also trying one last time to expand Medicaid in Virginia.
I am very confident it will pass.
Thanks to many more Democrats that'll be seated in the General Assembly, and that it's now clear, he says, that Obamacare's not going away.
You cannot justify the taxpayers that you're forfeiting $6.6 million a day, $2.2 billion a year.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The upcoming flu season here in the U.S. may be particularly severe. That's based on the flu season that just ended in the Southern Hemisphere, according to a report in the New England Journal of Medicine. Experts say even though the flu vaccine was only 10% effective in Australia, they call it a valuable tool to battle the flu. National Christmas tree lighting ceremony is tonight, featuring the crowds, the lights, lots of traffic as well.
Drivers working in downtown D.C. should be prepared for delays if you're driving on Thursday afternoon. There are numerous road closures around the White House up from Constance.